Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk.
With Aviva Insurance.
Now, returning to that breaking news we brought you earlier this morning, two people have been hospitalised after a fire in Dublin city centre. Joining me now to tell me more is News Talk reporter Emma Tyrrell. We heard it was on Eden Quay. Emma, what can you tell us about what's happened?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, on Eden Quay, for anybody who's kind of unsure of the area, it's quite close to O'Connell Street and O'Connell Street Bridge, and it's kind of on the north side of the River Liffey. The Dublin Fire Brigade got reports shortly after 6:30 this morning of a fire in a multi-storey premises. So they're, I suppose, tall red brick buildings. And it seems like the fire may have started on the first floor of one of these buildings. There's a pub on the lower level. There's a restaurant next to it. And it seems like the fire developed possibly in the hotel and then spread to adjoining buildings. You can see like it's fairly, there's a lot of ash, there's a lot of blacked out windows. It's also quite close to the Laughter Lounge, a few doors down, anybody who's been there before, and buildings have been evacuated. As you say, two people have been removed to hospital, but their condition is unclear. Now, traffic is getting by on the quays. There's one lane still open, but for anybody who's using the Lewis, the Green Line is suspended between Stephen's Green and Dominic. There's a number of, obviously, the fire brigade have a number of their engines here, so they're kind of blocking that off and using it. But like the quite thick smoke in the area. The turntable ladder is up in the air and using, I suppose, a hose to put out the flames and dampen down the smoke. But they've actually had to come down a couple of times because the smoke has got that bad. So, I mean, it's still well underway here. Mm-hmm.
So it's still an active fire, or it's actively being brought under control as we speak?
Yeah, there's a number of fire engines here. I think 7 fire engines were sent to the scene, along with 3 ambulances.
Okay, and quite a lot of disruption to traffic and to Lewis services as well.
Yeah, no, like traffic is still getting by. You can see lots of buses down the quay, but obviously like a lot of buses, a lot of taxis use this route, so it will be having an impact. And then obviously the Lewis as well, I was coming over here from Stephen's Green, a lot of people obviously trying to get to work and having to get off, say, at Stephen's Green and not being able to get over to this side of the city. So that they remain blocked off. And because this fire is still, you know, it seems to be ongoing, that, you know, I would imagine the Lewis services will remain off for another while yet.
Okay, Emma, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed. That's Emma Tyrrell, News Talk reporter in Dublin City Centre.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.